and she, for wonder, took of it no keep. She heard not what thing he to her said. She fared as she had start out of a sleep, till she out of her mazedness abred. "Griseld," quod he, "by God that for us died, thou art my wife, nor no other I have, nor never had, as God my soul save. This is thy daughter, which thou hast supposed to be my wife, that other faithfully shall be mine heir, as I have aye disposed. Thou bore him in thy body truly. At Bologna have I kept them privily. Take them again, for now mayst thou not say that thou hast lorn none of thy children tway. And folk that otherwise have said of me, I warn them well that I have done this deed for no malice, nor for no cruelty, but for to say in thee thy womanhood, and not to slay my children. God forbid! But for to keep them privily and still, till I thy purpose knew, and all thy will." When she this heard, a swoon down she falls for piteous joy, and after her swooning she both her young children to her calls, and in her arms, piteously weeping, embraces them, and tenderly kissing, full like a mother, with her salt tears, she bathed both their visage and their hairs. Oh, which a piteous thing it was to see her swooning, and her humble voice to hear! "Gramercy, Lord God, thanked you," quod she, "that you have saved me my children dear. Now reck I never to be dead right here. Since I stand in your love and in your grace, no force of death, nor when my spirit pace. O tender, O dear, O young children mine, your woeful mother wend steadfastly that cruel hounds or some foul vermin had eaten you, but God of his mercy and your benign father tenderly hath do you kept." And in that same stound all suddenly she swapped down to the ground. And in her swoon so sadly holdeth she her children too, when she gan them to embrace, that with great sleight and great difficulty the children from her arm they gan erase. Oh, many a tear on many a piteous face down ran of them that stood on her beside. On either abouten her might they abide. Walter her gladdeth, and her sorrow slaketh. She riseth up, abased from her trance, and every wight her joy and feast maketh, till she hath caught again her countenance. Walter her doth so faithfully pleasance, that it was dainty for to see the cheer betwixt them two, now they be met i fear. These ladies, when that their time saw, have taken her and into her chamber gone, and stripped her out of her rude array, and in cloth of gold that brightly shone, with a coronet of many a rich stone upon her head, they into hall her brought, and there she was honoured as her ought.